地方有一个风俗。
And where I come from, there is a tradition.
啊，就是老人家穿那个寿衣啊，他已经过世了，穿那个寿衣啊。
So for an elderly person who passed away, there will be a spiritual attire that is that will put on them.
啊，那个寿衣是没有口袋的。
And that attire, that clothing would have no pocket.
表示说你的东西你带不走了。
That's to show that you cannot bring anything along with you.
但是现在有人哦的信仰是什么呢？
But there are some people, they have a different kind of belief.
烧了，用烧的，用纸做的，做一，就把它做一台汽车，对不对？
They will make something out of paper, like maybe a car.
那个他们的信仰里面就把它烧了，烧了以后，这台汽车就可以到他父母那个地方去给他父母开。
And they believe that if they were to burn this car, it would actually show up where their dead parents are, and they can see.
而且那很便宜啊，50块就有了。
And it's quite cheap. It's only $50.
看你要挂什么标志的。
Then any kind of logo you can purchase.
是那个三星的，还是要四个圈的都有。
Either you want a Benz or Audi, no problem.
好，那都是50块了。
It's all $50.
啊，那现在他还有他烧什么呢
？What else do they burn?
iPhone.
iPhone.
烧了。
They will burn the iPhone, made of paper, of course, to the.
妈妈在那边没有手机用，是很孤单的。
My mom has passed away before this become available. She might be quite lonely.
啊，那他们就讲了。
So this is what they say.
这个妈妈她也看不懂英文啊，她这个她不懂啊。
My mom don't know how to operate this because it's in English.
啊，我说没有关系啊，那个乔布斯也是跟她在一起啊。
I said no problem. Steve Jobs is there.
可以叫他叫。那那乔布斯是讲英文的、啊，他讲台语的、啊，怎么办
？But what if my mom doesn't understand English？
啊，没有关系，现在 Siri 都可以通了。
No problem. Now the Siri can translate for you.
好了，现在这很多笑话会出来了。
So you hear about these jokes？
带不走。
There's nothing you can bring away with you.
乔布斯他过世那一年是56岁。
Steve Jobs passed away at the age 56.
他改变这个世界用手机的观念跟习惯。
He changed the way how people use their cell phones in the world.
他是一个改变世界的人。
He's a person that brings changes to the world.
但是他并没有办法改变他的命运。
But he was not able to change his own fate.
他可以让苹果起死回生，本来是烂苹果，现在变成好苹果，就变成金苹果。
He can revive a dead apple to become a golden apple.
但是他没有办法掌握自己的生命。
But he has no control at all over his own life.
好，留下一个苹果。
He has left the apple behind.
他得什么呢
？What did he gain？
有人开玩笑。
Some people joke about it.
他把那一口苹果咬了一口就走了。
He took a bite of the apple and he left.
所以你现在看到苹果缺了一口，他咬了一口他就走了。
So that's why the Apple logo you can see is he took a bite out of it.
啊，世界的东西真的都是带不走的。
So there is nothing you can take away with you.
你到中国去，在北京啊，看到那个万里长城啊。
When you go to China in Beijing, you see this this wall, Great Wall, the Great Wall of China.
你从那个月球可以看到地球有一条线。
From the moon, you can see there is a long line on the Earth.
万里长城。
The Great Wall of China.
但是万里长城还在啊。建造万里长城的人都已经不在了。
The Great Wall of China still is around, but those who built it is long gone.
秦始皇他一统天下。
The Qin Emperor has conquered the whole world.
他是中国第一个
China,
第一个皇帝。
He's the first emperor in China.
所以历史上有很多人想要当中国永远的主人。
There are many people who would like to reign forever in China.
秦始皇是第一位。
And the emperor is the first one, Qin emperor. And he died.
留下万里长城。
He has left behind this great wall.
这个万里长城越长，就代表人对死亡的恐惧越大。
The longer that they build this the great wall, is to show the extent of their fear toward death.
但是那些怕死的人也都不在了。
And those people who are afraid of dying, they are no longer around as well.
那个他们得的是地上的福气。
What they have received is the blessing of the world.
地上的东西给我们暂时用。
The things of the world, we may use them temporarily.
我们不是说完全否认它的价值。
We are not denying its value.
但是它是在人间里头来用的。
But But their value are found in only in the world.
在天上是用不到的。
And you cannot use them in heaven.
现在他借着父神在基督里赐给我们的是天上的福气。
However, this blessing that we should receive from Christ Jesus is heavenly blessings.
而且这里有一句话说是各样属灵的福气。
And particularly it says every spiritual blessing.
这个属灵的意思呢，就是说我们要去的地方是一个属灵 的地。
When it says spiritual, means where we are going, it is a spiritual realm.
就是永远的。
It is eternal.
这是不朽坏的。
It will never see decay.
我们看一下彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter
1. 彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
就是这个人所说的这个活泼的盼望。
Talk about this a living hope.
一章的三节
Chapter 1 verse 3
彼得前书一章三节
Chapter 1 verse 3
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神他曾照自己的大怜悯借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望第四节
Verse 4
可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业
Verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
那既然是存留在天上呢，是存到永远。
Since it is reserved in heaven, it was reserved until eternity.
它不会变质的。
It will not see decay.
它不会这个短少了。
It will not it will not corrupt.
它也不会被夺走了。
And it will not be taken away.
这就是神所为我们存留的。
This is the blessing that God has reserved for us.
再翻回来看以弗所书第一章第四节。
We'll come back to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love
四节以后就是在解释什么是天上各样属灵的福气
Starting from verse 4 Paul is trying to explain what this spiritual blessing really is
第三节还有一句话
In verse 3
他曾赐给我们
He has blessed us
这个希腊文也是用过去式来写的
So this is a past tense
那表示说神已经赏赐了
That means God has already blessed us with this heavenly blessing
这是很确定的一件事情
This is something that is he is very short of
好那第四节开始就讲到第二个福气是什么 这是拣选
So the starting from verse 4, talk about the second blessing, which is election.
你看，在基督里又出现了。
In Christ.
所以是借着基督来拣选我们。
So in him, which is in Christ, we have been chosen.
那第四节他跟我们讲了几件事情。
So in verse 4, talk about a couple of things.
什么时候
When?
什么时候
When were we chosen?
在透过什么方式
Through which channel, way?
再来，要目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
时间就是神创立世界以前。
Timing is before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the world.
他赐给我们这个福气。
He has already blessed us with this spiritual blessing.
首先显明在基督的拣选。
That is found in the choosing of in the Lord.
那这样看起来的话呢，就是说神还没有创造以前，他就先预备救恩哦。
So it appears that it looks like God has already prepared salvation even before He created the world.
因为神他无所不知。
For God knows everything.
所以在他的预知当中，他知道人会犯罪。
So in his knowledge, he foresee that man would sin.
创造以前他就先预备救恩了。
So before even before creation, He has already prepared salvation.
那个计划已经好了。
The plan is set.
孩子还没有出生。
Even before the child is born,
东西都买好了。
You have purchased and prepared everything.
摇篮啊，要吃哪一排的奶粉啊
cradle, the what type of milk powder you're going to use.
甚至可能名字呢都先想好了。
You have come up with the name already.
男生要取什么名字？
If it's
女生要取什么名字
？If it's a girl, what kind of name?
万事皆备，就等待他出生。
You prepare everything before the baby come into the world.
这表示什么？大家很看重。
What does it mean? That means you really emphasize, you put a lot of emphasis in preparation.
父母的爱是确定的。
It is to affirm the love of the parents.
就等待他们出生。
Just waiting for the baby to come out.
结果一出生的时候就怎么样？意外啊，是双胞胎啊。
And then when it was born, it's out of expectation, it's actually a twin.
感谢主。
Thank God.
正好是一男一女。
It's one boy and one girl.
已经取好名字了。
So we already prepared a name for each.
好了。这就是父母的爱啊。
So this is the love of parents.
哦，他已经预备好了。
They already prepare everything.
人还没有犯罪，还没有被造，他就预备好了。
Even before men were created and sin, they already prepared.
那这是从我们的观点来看呢。
This is from our perspective.
说神创立世界，然后这是一个点。那创立世界之前，这个就有时间点呢。
So from our perspective, we are bounded in under time. So we say there is a point of creation and there is a point before creation.
时间的计算，时间的意义是对那些活在时间里面的人来说的。
Time only makes sense and it's only relevant to those who live under the time.
那么人是被造在空间里，人被造在时间里面。
So men were created under the constraint of time and space.
神创造时间跟空间。
God created time and space.
啊，那么所以神超越时间跟空间。
So God transcends space and time.
如果这个桌子是我做的
，If I were to, I made this table.
啊，这是一个传道做的。
This is made by a preacher.
啊，但是不是现造，是现蒸啊，蒸传道做的。
But it's not made by a preacher Zhao, but preacher Zeng.
哦，那他做的。
So preacher Zeng made it.
他做这个桌子。
He made this table.
代表真传道的存在在这一个桌子之前。
It's to show that preacher Zeng exists before this table came about.
表示真传道的存在是在这个桌子之外。
That means it also shows that preacher Zeng exists apart from this table.
表示真传道的能力、智慧是在这个桌子之上。
To show that the wisdom and power of preacher Zeng is above this table.
如果不是这样，
if it were not so,
反过来，
the way around,
那就这个桌子做造真传道了，不是真传道造桌子。
It would not be the case that this table created. It would not be the case that preacher Zeng created this table, but the table created preacher Zeng.
神创造万物。
God created everything.
所以他在万物之外。
So he is.Outside of the scope of creation,
他不在万物之内来受辖制。
He is not bounded in the scope of creation,
包括他在时间跟空间之外。
Therefore, he is also outside of time and space.
所以以他来看，他只有永远的现在。
So for God, he sees forever now.
没有过去，没有未来。
There is no past, no future.
有时间的计算跟时间往前移，有所谓的历史，这是人的。在人的历史当中才有时间的计算。
There is only history and the progression of time towards from the man's perspective.
我们可能想啊，怎么创世之前就预备我们得救恩
？So that's why maybe we consider how can God already prepare salvation before creating of the world?
这是以我们的概念来讲。
This is from our perspective.
因为保罗是讲给以弗所信徒。
For Paul is written to the saints in Ephesus.
好，那我们再往下看哈。
So we continue.
神在那么久远的年代，他已经预备好。
So God has already prepared the salvation such a long time ago.
已经要拣选我们了。
He has chosen us.
那么这里的我们是指的以弗所教会的信徒。
So the us here refers to the members in Ephesus.
或者是说，读了这书信的，在主内中心的这个。这些基督徒
Or it's referring to the Christian who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
拣选是恩典。
This choose or choosing is a blessing.
我们有没有去体会出拣选是恩典？
Do we really experience this choosing as a blessing?
拣选真的是恩典。
Choosing is indeed a blessing.
神有绝对的主权，他要选什么？
God has his sovereign will, and then he can authority, he can choose anyone he wants.
但是他选我们。
But he has chosen us.
来，我们来看一个经文哈。
Let's take a look at verse.
马拉基书第一章。
Malachi chapter one.
马拉基书第一章。
Malachi chapter one.
马拉基书一章，我们看第二节。
Malachi chapter one, verse two.
马拉基书是一卷非常有趣的书。
Malachi is such an interesting book.
这是神跟百姓之间的对话。
It's a conversation between God and His people.
神提一个问题。
God give them a question.
神的看法是这样。
This is God's perspective.
那百姓的看法说不是这样。
And then the people says, no, this is not how we see things.
所以一个话题呢，都可以独立变成一个主题了。
So every conversation a dialect, you can have a theme.
那么这一开始呢，他第一个问题，第一个话题是什么
？So what is the first theme？
啊，第二节
，verse two。
耶和华说：“我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？”
I have loved you, says the Lord. Yet you say, in what way have you loved us?
啊，耶和华说：“以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。”
The Lord says, was not Esau Jacob's brother? Yet Jacob I have loved.
好，我们先讲以扫跟雅各。
So we talk about Esau and Jacob.
以扫是哥哥。
Esau is the older brother.
雅各是弟弟。
Jacob is the younger sibling.
他们两个呢，可以说是几乎同一个时间出生。
So they were born about the same time.
啊，但是以扫是雅各，是哥哥。
But Esau came out a bit earlier, so he's the older brother.
早一分钟，早一秒钟都是哥哥。
So it doesn't matter, 1 second or 1 minute earlier, he is the firstborn.
按照东方的这个遗传。
From the Orient, from the East tradition,
长子就是可以得双份的福气。
The firstborn is entitled to double portion of the blessing.
而且在家谱当中变成嫡传的啊，是直系的，嫡传下来的，不是旁系的。
They are considered the primary household in the descendant.
好，但是神拣选雅各。
But God have chosen Jacob.
好，神说了。
But God said.
我以前就爱你们了。
I have loved you.
我已经爱你们了。
I have already loved you.
啊，这个百姓说，神啊，你什么时候爱我们啊？
And then the people said in reply, in what way have you loved us?
神真的爱他。
God already loved them.
但是被爱的人一点都不知道。
But those who are loved, they do not comprehend it.
或者是说他们不认为神真的爱。
Or they don't feel the love of God. Or they don't acknowledge it.
这个妻子如果跟先生说，你只是口口声声说爱我，我不觉得你爱我。你看这个先生会怎么多伤心呢？
If the wife say to the husband, "You only say you love me, but you don't really love me," then the husband will feel very sad.
这个先生说我真的爱你啊。
The husband say, "I truly love you."
哦，如果不爱你的话，我怎么跟你结婚？
If I don't love you, why would I marry you?
哦，那他的可能他有他的标准。你要做为我做什么事情才是让我感觉到你爱我
？So maybe wife has a concept.Or expectation, you have to do this, in order, then I will think that you love me.
那神说他爱以色列百姓，他怎么爱呢？
So how did God love the people of Israel?
你在什么事情上爱我们呢？
In what way have you loved us?
神讲一件事情。
God tell them about a particular incident.
拣选。
Choosing.
本来按照人间的遗传跟风俗，是这个长子要得双份的。
According to the human tradition, the firstborn is entitled to double blessing.
而且呢，在属灵上面呢，成为一个承受者。
And even in the spiritual blessings, they are the first to inherit the spiritual blessing.
这原来就是犹太人的观念。
This is the Jewish concept.
也是在神的这个整个信仰的啊，这个家族传统的信仰当中。家族传统当中的一个原则。
It is also a principle of how the faith is passed down.
哦，可是为什么我们查看历史的时候，我们会发现
？But when we come to the history, we'll realize.
我们开始来看哈。
If we take a look at the history.
亚当。
Adam.
亚当他第一个孩子是谁
？Who is his firstborn?
该隐。
Cain.
第二个。
Second.
亚伯。
Abel.
亚伯被该隐杀掉了。
Abel was killed by Cain.
好，那照理说，该隐是长子，那是不是要传给他？
So Cain is the firstborn. Should we pass everything to him?
属灵的系统啊
，this spiritual genealogy.
在神恩典的系统当中，是不是亚当下来要写，要写这个该隐
？So in the genealogy of the blood of the household of God, should Cain follow Adam?
他长子啊
，He's the firstborn.
那是没有。
But his name was not there.
神另外赐给亚当一个儿子赛特。
God gave a new son, Seth, to Adam.
所以亚当再来写到赛特。
So Seth is the son of Adam.
啊，一直写下来。
And they continue in this genealogy.
我们就看到亚伯拉罕。
And then we see Abraham.
亚伯拉罕在他的家族当中，他也不是长兄。
Abraham is also not the firstborn in his family household.
他是神拣选亚伯拉罕。
But God chose Abraham.
再来。
And then
亚伯拉罕他生了两个孩子。
Abraham gave birth to two sons.
大的是谁？
Who is the firstborn?
以实玛利。
Ishmael.
神并没有拣选以实
玛利。God did not choose Ishmael.
从应许生的是以撒。
God from the promise Isaac was born.
以撒生双生子。
Isaac gave birth to two sons.
以扫跟雅各。
Esau and Jacob.
神拣选雅各。
So God chose Jacob.
雅各生几个孩子？
How many children does Jacob have?
哦，他十二个儿子。
He has 12 sons.
老大是流便。
The firstborn was Reuben.
他的流便这个福分给流掉了。
But Reuben has lost his blessing.
中途起了变化，所以叫流便是吧？
Because there is some change, so his name is Reuben.
好了，
Chinese
他没有了。
Change.
反而是落到第四的那个犹大。
And then the blessing came to the fourth born, who is Judah.
所以犹大支派一直下来，就到大卫，到主耶稣基督。
And then it continued to David and to Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个告诉我们什么呢？
So what does this tell us?
神有他绝对的主权，他凭己意行做万事。
God has his sovereign will and he does things according to his own will.
他要拣选谁就拣选谁。
He can choose whomever he wishes.
他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
He can have mercy on whomever he wishes.
但是现在神的拣选呢，临到雅各。
And now the choosing of God fall upon Jacob.
临到我们了。
Have come upon us.
那是不是雅各比以扫好多的呢？
Does that mean Jacob is better than Esau?
除了在那个长子的名分上的追求之外。
Only in terms of pursuing after the birthright.
雅各不见得比以扫好。
Jacob is not necessarily better than Esau.
因为雅各他很善用诡，这个诡诈，这个狡猾，不要讲诡诈，狡猾。
Because Jacob is quite cunning.
啊，用很多的方式，狡猾的方式。
And he used many cunning ways to get what he wants.
他欺骗他的父亲。
He deceived his own father.
啊，用这个欺骗的手法呢，去得到他长子的名分。
He have used deceptive way to receive this birthright.
那因此呢，他后来也是。给他的舅父哈，就是岳父那个改了十次的工价。
So eventually he was deceived 10 times by his uncle.
他为此要吃很多的苦，绕了一大圈，多吃了很多的苦。
And because of his cunning ways, he actually went through much more trouble than he needed.
但是神已经命定要拣选雅各了。
But God has already chose him.
所以这个拣选就是一种恩典。
So this choosing is a blessing that come upon us.
啊，我们今天明白说，哎，这个简直这是爱呀。
So we understand that this is love.
另外呢，我们可以看得到哈，既然神要拣选我们
，So since God has chosen us,
那既然神拣选我们，这显明神的爱。
Since God chose us, it shows us the love of God.
我们再来看一看，是我们自己的条件好吗？
So we take a look at our own qualities.
我们不是我们的条件特别好。
It is not the case that our quality is better.
啊，当然也不是因为我们坏，所以他才拣选我们。
It is not. It's also not because we are bad. That's why he chose us.
好了，这就是恩典了。
This is blessing.
只能够说是恩典。
We can only call it blessing.
在万人中，为什么是我
？Out of all the people, why me?
很多信徒他说，为什么是我来受这个灾祸？
Many members say, why choose me to go through all this trial and tribulation?
啊，为什么这个病痛临到我？
Why do I carry this
病？为什么这个病痛临到我？
Why did this sickness came upon me?
好了，你这样想你就埋怨了。
If you think about it this way, then you complain.
但是如果
ever if we take a look from a perspective of choosing a blessing,
哎呀，我何德何能？
Who am I?
啊，然后是拣选了我。
But, and I have been chosen.
哦，那到底是什么呢？
For what?
没有理由。
For no reason.
只能够说是恩典。
We can only say that it's blessing.
所以我们真的要珍惜。
So we truly need to treasure this.
再翻回来看。
So let's come back.
一章。
Chapter 1.
我们进度要稍微赶一下了。
We should maybe speed up a little bit.
不然的话，这个明年后年要再继续讲啊。
Then we continue next year.
好，再来看看。拣选的透过基督，在基督里拣选我们。
So in him, in Christ Jesus, we have been chosen.
所以时间有了，地点有了。
So there is the timing and the location.
范围就是在基督里。
And the boundary is Christ Jesus.
再来，目的是什么？
For what purpose?
使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love.
拣选就是从那个万民中把它分别出来。
So this choosing is to pick out from among all nations.
那这个彼得前书第一章里面有讲的这一句话。
So in 1 Peter, we can find this phrase.
这里是谈到我们说，我们的神是圣洁的，所以我们也要圣洁。
So we talk about how our God is it's holy, so we should also be holy.
在十五节
First Peter chapter 1 verse
15. 那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
As he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
好，所以今天我们蒙拣选呢，进到耶稣基督里面，就是要成为圣洁，要反映出神他的本性来。
So we are called to be holy to reflect the holiness of God.
哦，神在天，我们看不到。
God is in heaven and we cannot see with our eyes.
一般的人也看不到。
Normal people cannot see him with his own eyes.
但是在这个地面上有一群跟随耶稣的人。
However, there is a group of people that follow Christ Jesus.
这些人是追求圣洁的。
And these people follow, pursue after this holiness.
把神的圣洁给彰显在人的面前。
They manifest the holiness of God in the presence of man.
所以他们看到这些基督徒的表现，就会认识天上的神。
So when they see the Christian,when people see the behavior and conduct of these Christians, they come to know about God in heaven.
也证明说这些人是归属神的。
And it also proved that these people belong to God.
神使用洁净他们的方式呢，使他们成为洁净，也归到神里头来。
Well, God has sanctified them that they may be found in Him.
然后他要持续的一直保守在圣洁当中。
And they will continue to hold on to retain and remain in this holiness.
我们常常在讲说灵修啊。
So we often talk about spiritual cultivation.
我们信主受洗完，参加洗脚礼、圣餐礼，哦，那一刻是完美的，百分之百。如果主耶稣赶快带我们回去，肯定是得救了。
So if after we baptize, we receive foot washing and receive the Holy Communion, at that point we are perfect without blame. And if Lord Jesus Christ takes us up then we are 100% saved.
所以洗礼完回教会的那个路途当中啊，夫妻两个人不要坐在一起。如果夫妻两个人一起受洗的，要分开，免得那边讲话讲到最后吵架了。
So after baptism, usually we will split the couple so that they don't sit in the same car on the way to church for foot washing so that they don't get a chance to fight.
好，这是笑话了，哦，
so it's just a joke.
我们受洗完是达到一个圣洁的境界，
so
一个状态。
After we have been baptized, we were clothed with this holiness.
那灵修就是一直保持这个圣洁的状态。
And spiritual cultivation is to continue in this holiness.
那这个当中，当然我们有很多在真道真理上要长进嘛。
Of course, in many of these cultivation, we should also increase in our spiritual knowledge.
啊，我们要表达我们跟信徒之间的那种互动，哦，要爱，有爱爱的表现。
We need to have a conduct of love, and it should be manifest in our interaction with fellow members.
那我们回到社会里头，我们有工作，有生活。
When we return to the society, we have our own livelihood and work.
啊，但这个时候有时候又会沾了一些误会。
Sometimes we may be in be defiled in some way.
那就是要赶快灵修，再把它消除干净。
So we should cultivate and cleanse us of all these corruptions.
啊，这是神他拣选我们。
This is the choosing of God.
好，在第五节。
And verse 5.
再来福气是什么呢？
What is blessing?
啊，就是让我们得儿子的名分，第五节。
That we may receive, be adopted as sons.
啊，那得儿子的名分是怎么得的呢？
So how can we receive the sonship?
第五节说，显明神的爱。
The love God was manifest.
也是按着他自己的旨意所喜悦的。
According to the good pleasure of his will.
而且预定我们。
And we have been predestined.
预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子名分。
That we have been predestined to adopt as sons by Jesus Christ to himself.
这些字眼都是我们在上一节哈，都已经讲过嘛。
We have already covered these terms.
就是这些福分的特性啊。
The characteristic of these blessings.
我们有把它先分别来讲了。
We've already talked about them already.
那这个地方特别有一个词，我们还是再解释一下。
So there's a particular term we'd like to elaborate.
就是说他按着他自己的旨意所喜悦的。
According to the good pleasure of his will.
哦，就是他的恩典要临到我们。
That his blessing should come upon us.
而且预定我们。
And we have been predestined.
这个地方的我们就是得救的。
The us, predestined us, the us here refers to those who will be saved.
这封信如果拿到以弗所去呢，就是对以弗所的信徒来说。
So when this letter was brought to the church of Ephesus, it's for the member of in Ephesus.
所以这个地方所指的就是在接受耶稣基督他保险洁净进入他得救的门里面的这些人。
So this is talking about those people who have been cleansed by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ enter into the door of salvation. Who has entered the door of salvation?
就有一个预定这个词就跑出来。
Then this word predestined appeared.
那可能我们也会有听到一些在谈啊，在基督教里头好像有一个预定论。
So in the Christian theology, they talk about predestination.
啊，这个预定论呢、啊，这个预定啊，预定论这个如果是成为一个预定论呢、啊，我认为这不是教义。
If it becomes like a theory, then it's not a doctrine.
啊，因为我们得救的道理呢，已经在我们的五大教义里面讲。
Because the doctrine for salvation is already found in the five basic beliefs.
那如果说
five doctrines,
一谈到这个预定的时候，是让我们得到一种属灵生命的一种体会啊，体验。
So this predestination, this predestined. It's about your experience in the salvation.
其实圣经里面没有特别说有一个所谓的预定论这个名词。
In the Bible, it didn't really talk about a particular theory of predestination.
一般人在一般基督教界哈，他们在谈预定论的时候会谈到几个东西。
So for the mainstream Christian churches, when they talk about predestination, they will cover a few points.
就是说。如果我们是神预定我们得救的
，If we were predestined to be saved，
那是不是有些人神预定他不得救
？Does that mean someone God predestined them to not have salvation？
或者是说神只预定某些人得救
？Or God only predestined a certain individual？
但他并没有从反面来预定谁一定不能得救。
But he didn't predestine the opposite direction that people cannot be saved。
那大家的想法怎么样
？What do you think？
啊，再来。
And then。
那这个预定是对个别的预定呢
？So the predestination is it towards a certain individual，
还是对整体的预定
？Or is a predestination towards a particular group or a whole human race？
比如说对保罗来讲
，For example， in particular in Paul's case，
这是耶稣他个别的拣选呢、啊、
？Lord Jesus particularly handpicked him。
啊，但是在整个以色列国
，However in the whole nation of Israel、
啊。这个亚伯拉罕的这个家族
，the whole household of Abraham，
哎，神说，凡你所生的
，God says whoever was born to you，
啊，凭着应许生的
，according to the promise，
生在你家中的
，to whoever was born in your house，
这些就是在应许的恩典当中
，those who will be included in the blessing of the promise。
那这样神的预定是整体的一个团体的呢，还是个别的
？Then is this predestination of blessing？Towards an individual or towards a whole group.
好，再来谈。
And then?
啊，再来。如果说神已经预定我们得救
，If God is predestined us to be saved,
那我怎么做？反正我也不需要太热心嘛。
Does that mean I don't have to do anything?
那反正他已经预定我得救。
Because He has already predestined me to be saved.
所以我安息日哈，就隔周才来一次，也不会
怎么样。So I can come every other Sabbath.
反正最后还是得救嘛。
Because at the end I'll still be saved.
啊，如果神没有预定我得救
，If God has not predestined me to be saved,
我这样这么认真。
If I come, so I work so hard.
啊，六点半一定要起床。
I have to wake up at 6:30.
啊，上课要打瞌睡也是很不好意思，一直捏大腿，大腿都捏得已经淤血了。
I have to keep pinching my thighs so that I don't fall asleep in class.
哎呀，这个为谁辛苦为谁忙啊？我是为了这个信仰啊。但是在神如果预定我没有预定我得救的话，我这么认真努力也是白费了。
I work hard so hard for this faith, but if God predestined me not to be saved, then I've wasted all this effort.
那再来讲到传福音。
Then talk about preaching the gospel.
啊，神如果有预定他得救。
If God predestined this person to be saved.
我也不需要传福音给他，反正他也自动会来
归主。I don't need to preach to him at all. He will come eventually.
哦，再来。
Next.
啊，如果说他已经进入这个教会里面来。
If this person has already entered into the church.
啊，他没有什么聚会。
Doesn't really come to service regularly.
有没有在做圣工
？Doesn't participate in any whole work.
我们也不需要去访问他了。
We don't need to visit him.
我们也不需要去牧养他了。
We don't need to pastoral him.
反正他如果不能得救的话呢，那我们正好，我们幸好没有花很多时间了，因为他本来就不能得救。
If he is predestined not to be saved, good thing we didn't waste too much time on him.
啊，我们汽油不会白花，不会变成白花油啊。
We don't have to waste gasoline.
啊，好了。那如果他一个得救的话呢，你也不要去访问他，天使自然会把他拍醒，叫他过来，三更半夜把他压过来。
If he is predestined to be saved, then no problem. We don't even need to do anything. God will send his angel to wake him up.
好、哦，这么多的问题，圣经都有讲吗
？So with all these questions, can we find answers in the Bible?
这类的问题啊，谈不清。
We cannot. If you dive into these questions, you can never come out of it.
所以事实上，我们不必要弄一个所谓的预定论，我们来谈它。
We don't need to create a theory of predestination.
我们从正面来表述。
From a positive perspective, we can take a look at these verses.
就是根据圣经有讲的话呢，我们来陈述。
According to what the Bible has recorded, we just read it as it is.
圣经跟我们讲什么，我们就这样就接受。
Whatever Bible tells us, we accept it.
我们不需要去想太多啊，要不要传福音给他？如果他不能得救，你传给他也没有用啊。你不传给他，他如果得救的话，你不传给他，你为了得救，这个都是人想太多的。
You don't need to think too much. Should I preach to this person? Is he predestined to be saved or not?
因为在神在这个这边所说的预定呢，它重点在哪里呢？
So the predestination here, what is the main point?
他一直在讲的，就预定、预定、预定、预定嘛，在基督里，让我们在基督里得救。
That we may be saved in Christ Jesus.
就是什么呢？就是说，耶稣基督他要拯救我们，这整个体系、整个过程啊，这套计划，这套计划是神预定好的。
So this salvation by Lord Jesus Christ, this salvation plan has been predestined.
让得救的人在基督里得救，这样的一个计划，这样的一个心意是神预定的，这很清楚，这没有问题。
That those who are found in Christ Jesus may be saved, this is very clear.
那圣经讲这个预定，我们就讲这个就好了。
So this is the type of predestination that the Bible talk about, then we just understand as is.
那么其他很多的你想太多的东西，圣经没有跟我们讲这些。
So if you think about too much outside of the scope of Bible, then the Bible didn't go there.
好，那我们大概从圣经可以看到，有几个是确定，是预定的。
So from the in terms of Bible, there is a few things that is we are sure has been predestined.
就是在基督里得救恩这样的一个计划，这是神早就预定好。
That is the plan of salvation that those who are found in Christ should be saved.
那另外。
Another one.
这个就是得救的方法嘛，哈。
This is the method of salvation.
在神的计划当中，他已经预定好，这没有问题。
God has already planned for people to be saved this way.
再来。
Another one.
时间。
Timing.
什么时间
？When.
啊，耶稣基督什么时间来成全救恩？另外一个，在末日，耶稣基督什么时候再来？那个都在神的预定当中。
So when would Jesus complete this a plan of salvation, or when would Jesus come again? It's all predestined.
好，我们来看这个第一章第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上所有一切都在基督里面呢，同归于一。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
啊，这应该有指明两个时期，一个耶稣降生的时候。成全救恩的时候，以及末日再临的时候。
So it's talking about two times. One is when Lord Jesus Christ completes the salvation. The other one is when He comes again.
好，在我们看时间的预定。
Then talk about the time, the predestination of timing.
加太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
加太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 4 verse 4.
极至时候满足，神就差遣他儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
When the fullness of time has come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law.
好，这里有谈到一个时间的预定。
Talk about the fullness of time, predestination of time.
除了耶稣基督他拯救我们这样的一个救恩的模式呢，神预定好了。再来，主耶稣他成全他来到世上，跟成全救恩的时间也预定。
好 ，so the time of salvation, the method of salvation has been predestined, and the time of how the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to fulfill salvation has also been predestined.
啊，就是时候满足。
That is the fullness of time.
他降生。
Then he came into the world.
那如果这一点我们来看哈。
So if we take a look from this perspective,
主耶稣他降生的时候
，when Lord Jesus came into the world,
是一个时候满足的。一个状态
It's a fullness of time.
最佳的时候
It's a best time.
我们看一看，主耶稣降生是在罗马帝国
Lord Jesus Christ was born into the world when the Roman Empire ruled the world.
罗马帝国他灭掉了这个希腊帝国
Roman Empire defeated the Greek Empire.
但是他也承接了希腊的文化
But he they took over the culture from the Greeks.
虽然希腊帝国没了，但是他希腊的语言、希腊的文化、希腊的哲学，他已经通遍整个啊地中海沿岸的国家了。
Even though the empire has been taken over, but the Greek culture, the language has already been very widespread.
啊，昨天杨传道给我们秀出来的啊那个波斯帝国的那个范围啊，可能也是差不多那样一个范围了。
So it's much like the map that our preacher Yang showed us yesterday, where the Persian reigned.
主耶稣降生的时候，就是希腊的语言通遍整个地中海沿岸国家。
So when Lord Jesus Christ had come, that is the time when the the language Greek is the common tongue in the all Mediterranean area countries.
有力传福音。
It's very good for preaching the gospel.
同一的语言嘛。
Because they have the common language.
再来交通。
For and then transportation.
保罗用希腊文写新约圣经。
So Paul wrote the New Testament books in Greek.
所以他有共同的语言。
They have the same language.
海路的交通。
And then the transportation by land or sea.
条条道路通。
All the road leads to.
条条道路通罗马。
All the road leads to Rome.
好，那这意思是说。当时候他们的交通很顺，很便捷。
That is to say, the transportation system at that time, the infrastructure is quite nice.
有利传福音。
It's beneficial for preaching the gospel.
罗马帝国统治呢，这个境内啊，非常的安定、安全，有利传福音。
Under the reign of the Roman Empire, it is the society is very stabilized and is beneficial for preaching the gospel.
在那个时候是人心昏暗、道德堕落时刻，最需要真理来了。
So that is the time when the men's hearts are darkened and they really need the truth.
这是神的智慧。
And the truth has come. This is the wisdom of God.
是时间上已经预定好。
It has already been predestined.
好，所以我们看圣经有讲的，我们就这样讲。
So since the Bible talked about it, so that's why.
不需要去想太多。如果他能够得救，我不需要传福音给他，他也可以得救。如果他不能得救，你一直访问他，他注定堕落，你也白花油啊，没有用。
So you don't need to think too much. Just do what the Bible tells you to do. Preach and pastor.
不会变成风凉话，不会变成推卸责任的借口。
So you let it not be an excuse for why you do not work.
如果保罗讲的意思是这样的，那为什么一直拼命的传福音呢？
If Paul meant if they are predestined to be saved, they will be saved. Then why did he work so hard to save and preach to people?
好，我们今天就讲到这个地方。
So we'll conclude here.
And
we'll continue tomorrow.
啊，同心默祷。
Let's bow our head.